Well, hi, it's Mac, and it's Thursday, the 7th of June. Just listen to Dean Reed's boo on gambling or not, and I thought it was quite an interesting way Dean handled that, because I think he probably realised he could be talking to people who already have a gambling addiction, or who have been through that in the past. And it's certainly not for him, and he has friends who gamble. Well, I think most of us have probably got friends who gamble in some way or another, whether it be at the casinos, or the GGs, or the dogs, or in some cases, two snails. And that's not a joke, by the way. Yes, so I thought it was very interesting how Dean handled it and ran with the money. And I could just imagine that when he went into that casino with his mates, with his £20 in his pocket, thinking, I know I'm going to lose this, and I don't want to lose it. I don't gamble, so losing £20 to me would be like throwing £20 away where I could put it to far better use. And that's exactly how I feel about gambling, and how I suppose the majority of us feel about gambling, that it's just such a risky business, and also an addictive business. Now, I'm not going to go into great details of this, because, let's just say that I have relations who are addicted to horses in a big way, and it is a terrible thing. So anyway, fortunately, they're not on my side of the family. That's not a get-out clause. The thing about the gambling in the casinos, Dean, as Dean said, was, and he mentioned Vegas. We went to Vegas for the first time last year. We were actually talked into going by my wife's sister and her man, who had been 2 years previously and had thoroughly enjoyed it. And they're not gamblers. And so we thought we'd go, and we went, and without going diverging into what's Vegas all about, the mere fact that we are going back this year, and it wasn't last year before we went our type of holiday, lets you see, maybe let you know just how enjoyable the whole experience of Vegas is. Vegas is what you make it. And it's not all about gambling, absolutely not. But what I have to say is that every evening we would come back to the hotel we were in, who had their own casino, and we would come back every evening, and we would sit and play the slots, or if you want to call them the one-armed bandits, the puggies. In Australia they call them the pokies. No matter what you call them, we know what we're talking about here. And we would come back and play them. Now, the slots are like other machines that you have different levels of contributions. In other words, the ones we played, because we were pure amateurs at the game, were the ones where you could put a dollar in and have, I think it was, 20 pools for a dollar. You could increment that by selecting different options and then have 10 pools for your dollar or one pool for your dollar. And I have to say that throughout the 8 days that we were there last year, my wife continued to play the maximum pools. In other words, she was reared with horse racing, by the way, and gambling and horse racing. But she continued to utilise her dollar to the best. She would put $5 in and she would play at the maximum pools for that dollar. And therefore she could sit for about 2 hours. And if she lost, she wouldn't lose very much. But you can cash in these machines, and what she tended to do, and her sister as well, would be cash out and save the tickets to the end of the holiday, which actually paid for a taxi back to the airport and the four of us out for a meal. So they were clever. That's a woman's way of thinking, isn't it? We'd just have put it back in the machine So anyway, getting back to playing them, as the week went on, or the days went on, I actually started to up the ante a little bit, so I would bet more lines, more combinations of lines, and occasionally try the maximum one. Now, you do win more frequently when the maximum wins, but then if you don't put that money in your pocket as Dean did, you'll end up just putting it back in anyway. But what I have to say is, my brother-in-law, who started off the same as us on the first evening, with his dollar bill, or his $5 bill, was actually betting more and more. He was starting to go for the big gamble. He was starting to use the bigger combinations. Now, he won money on a regular basis. You could hear the machine, these machines go into overdrive when they're paying out, by the way. It's just tung, 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 tung. And so you know somebody's winning money, and the longer it goes, the more money they've won. Now, he would win quite regularly, but what we sussed was, he wasn't telling us what he was gambling. He was still making out he was gambling. Just 10 pulls for the dollar or whatever. But he wasn't. We know he wasn't. I actually snuck up on him one evening, and stood behind him, behind another machine, and watched him, and he was putting the $10 bills in. It got to the stage even, although he was in denial about the whole thing, and we used to rib him about it and laugh about it. When we were leaving, coming back to the airport, he had some dollars in his pocket, and he passed the slots. It was just a little alcove of a few slots in the airport as we were going through to our terminal. And he put his hand in his pocket and just said, I'm just going over to get rid of these dollars. But we knew what it went was, he was going over to have another gamble. It wasn't about getting rid of the dollars. He could have brought them back and cashed them back in over here. He was actually already addicted to gambling. The puggies. Okay, that was last year, and he's never touched another one, and he's probably never bet on anything since he came back. But I know that when we go this year, and we've joked about it for the full year since we knew we were going back, that he will be looking for his favourite machine, because he did have a favourite machine that seemed to pay out more. That was his story. And we know when we go over, we're going to have to watch him, because I know he's going to start off at the higher level, and maybe start just losing it a little bit. So we'll keep an eye on him. So back to what Dean said about the gambling. Yes, it is very addictive. Every night we came back, we all wanted to sit down, and yes, as Dean said, get served free drinks. It's great to sit there with your feet, your shorts on, a t-shirt, your feet up, and play the puggies and have a waitress come along and take your order and bring you back a lovely cold bud or a refreshing fruit or Coca-Cola drink or whatever you wanted. And all you had to do was tip her a dollar or a couple of dollars. And that is a great service itself. But of course, that's there to keep you there at the gambling. Now, this is one of the slots, by the way, and I did actually sit down next to a lady one night who actually gave me great advice about some things, not necessarily about playing the slots, but about other things. She was obviously seasoned and she was wealthy. Her husband was playing the big tables, as they say, and she was playing this machine like nobody's business. I mean, a $20 bill just went in, you know, and before you knew it, another $20 was going in, and I thought, oh my goodness. But she was a beautiful lady to talk to, and she was very well educated, but you could see where the addiction was. And if her husband was playing the big tables, she was going to have fun at the luxury slots. So yes, it is very, very addictive, and I think Dean did the right thing. He grabbed his money and ran, and I think that we should all remember that. If you have a go, as I will be having a go when I go back over this year, that it can be very, very addictive. The good thing, I think, in our case is that once we come back home, we won't play slots again for at least another year. That's just even assuming we go back to Vegas next year, which I doubt. Familiarity breeds contempt at times, so, and then it loses its attraction. So, anyway, a great subject brought up by Dean, and it is a very addictive subject. Bye for now.